just how damaging and evil the work of James Dobson is.
So if you don't know, I grew up homeschooled in a very conservative environment in Texas, and so focus on the family was almost ingrained to the culture that I grew up in. I used to listen to Adventures in Odyssey on cassette tape, and that is how ingrained it was. And it really makes me think about how much it affected not just me, but the people I grew up with. And in many ways, it also makes me a little sad understanding that a lot of my flaws might have been in many ways exacerbated by someone like James Dobson. For example, it wasn't until I was 21 years old in 2020 that I was told that I was allowed to maintain personal boundaries. I was allowed to have my needs met. I don't even remember what I believed before somebody told me that. I just had a really hard time maintaining boundaries because I didn't know I was supposed to. I also think a lot about some of the most religious children that I grew up with when I was homeschooled and how many of them seemed very sad and bitter and self-loathing. A lot of them for being closeted and gay. A lot of them for simply not receiving the attention that they wish they got from their parents. And some of them for feeling like they were constantly failing, like they were a constant sinner. Dobson's death has had me thinking a lot over the past day as to how much influence he had over my upbringing as well as my homeschooled peers. It makes me think about the people who overdosed in their first year in college because they had no responsibility in high school. Their parents controlled every aspect of their life. Or the people who got pregnant so they could no longer be under their parents' control. It makes me think about people who turned to vice or self-harm because they were taught to believe that being gay was a sin and that they could never go to heaven for being that type of person. For me personally, it makes me think about how I struggle sometimes with self-confidence, as well as the times when I've been really poor at maintaining my own boundaries, oftentimes doing too much for other people and not holding them accountable when they overstepped or disrespect my own personal agency, something that I was never taught how to do as a child.